98.5 began broadcasting full-time on Australia Day 1988, and this week we're celebrating our 25th anniversary year. As part of the celebrations, we're looking back at some of the milestone moments of our history. And someone who was part of 98.5 right at the beginning was Andrew Phillips. He joins me on the phone now. Thanks for your time.
It's a pleasure, and lovely to catch up with you again, Rod.
Where are you living these days?
That's a good question, because I can't make my mind up. But at the moment, it very much is around London. And I nip over to America, back to Australia, Europe, whatever. But at the moment, I'm based very much in London.
How many years did you work at Sunshine FM in those early years?
That's a good question, too, because I can't remember. But I think it was, it would have been at least 4-5 years, I think. Could have been longer. Time flew because it was so good.
How was it being part of something brand new in those years?
It was very exciting in those days because it was the first of its kind. It was incredible to see so many things come together, in a concept. I mean, musically, it was very challenging. It was, you know, mixing secular with Christian music, but also it had a range of talent, diverse talent, all coming together for one cause. And there was optimism, there was excitement, there was belief, there was hope. And of course, there was a lot of reality and learning too.
Once you left 98.5, where did life take you then?
Yes, I went to England, and I actually did a similar thing to what Sunshine FM achieved in Perth in England. And that itself also was quite an achievement and a big job. And it opened up a lot of doors for me to get into probably more of a secular role in media. And I've been very fortunate to work with some of the biggest names in the world and, you know, like worked with some major comedians and musicians, household names now. Do you want me to name drop?
Go on.
Oh, well, I mean, where do you start? I mean, I'm in Russell Brand's autobiography in the first chapter or second chapter, third chapter, I think, somewhere in there. I also put together Ricky Gervais and Carl Pilkington, The Idiot Abroad, Stephen Merchant, those guys together for what has become probably one of the biggest podcasts in the world. I think it got the Guinness Book of Records for 8 million downloads. But in England, some of the bands I worked with were, you know, anything from Coldplay to Radiohead, Snow Patrol, it just goes on, Kings of Leon. I was very, very blessed and did some amazing things in media and still doing it.
What are you doing now in media?
Well, I'm using that wonderful term called media consultancy, which basically means that I can do weddings, bar mitzvahs, and funerals. But basically, I move around doing what I can. I mean, I go to America every year to do 2 conferences. I'm involved in new music acts at the moment, advising them and consulting them, and any sort of media brand that needs sort of focus and definition, that's one of the roles that I get into.
So do you think that maybe part of your time at Sunshine FM was what launched you towards those sorts of things?
Look, it's no doubt affected me, only because the principle of Sunshine FM was always about community and social engagement in a real true way. We really wanted to connect with people on a real level without sort of, I think one of the lines we used was no greed and no ridicule, because there was a deep sense to try and engage with people without being commercially minded. Just to have a conversation with them. And I think we achieved that. So therefore, I think what's interesting today is that social networking, which is dominating everybody's language and world, is all about sharing. And that's what we were doing. We were sharing stories and sharing music and so forth with people in the community. So I think it undoubtedly had an effect on what I've done for the rest of my life.
98.5, I'm talking to Andrew Phillips, who was one of the very early pioneers of Christian radio here in Perth, being part of 98.5 Sunshine FM when it first began. Andrew, any special memories you'd like to share with us about those times?
Look, I think if I was to say memories, I think what I really like the most out of it was the kind of community we had within ourselves. There was a lot of people who gave a lot of time. And in fact, some of us gave more than time. We gave our lives, in the sense that we didn't have a lot of money that we worked on and with, and therefore we put a lot of our hope and our spirit and our aspirations into it. And I don't regret that. I think it was a good experience.
Andrew, thank you so much for sparing some of your time today. It's been great talking to you and just reminiscing a little. Thanks for your time.
an absolute pleasure, Rod, and I wish your listeners and the station currently all the very best as it continues to be a very, very good radio station.